let people know what's happening, where it's at in the process, if there's a hearing, if they can testify. But we took it even further. We added what we call our action center. So if someone wanted to send an email to a legislator, they just simply would put in their name and address. Our system was automated. It would pinpoint who their legislator was, and then all I had to do was put their name, address in, and hit send, and it would send an automatic email on that issue that they were worried about. We were sending 1,500, 2,000 emails on each issue easily a day, and it was just a fantastic system. So it made it very simple. People really stepped up, so thank you to everyone that did come to our tracker and use it. We are very excited about just how easy the system worked and the response by the public.
And I looked at the calendar the other day and I said, oh my God, we're already into July. And you know what happens between the 1st and the 15th of July. Something very special happens in our state. And John Zarpolis, you folks are very much behind this. Those of you that are teachers, listen up. What's going on right now?
It is the moment that if you are not happy with the teachers union, you can opt out. You only have this 2-week period, July 1 to July 15th. Very simply, go to nvteacherchoice.com, nvteacherchoice.com, and we'll explain it to you. And there is a template letter there that if you put your name into the system, it will. You can download the letter. There's a different one for each county because each county has a different union, teachers union, but you can opt out. You don't have to give the teachers union your money, number one, because they use it on political things that perhaps you're opposed to, but number two, why should you give them your money? They don't affect your pension. They don't affect your medical. They do give you a little bit of liability insurance, which you can buy for $150 outside of the union. So if you want some liability insurance, you can get that directly. Information about that is at npri.org on our website. So there's no need to have to be in a teachers union. If you're opposed to their politics, this is your moment to not send them your dues money. And this happens every year. We've been doing it for many years now. We get 800 to 1,000 downloads of that letter every year, which means that 800 to 1,000 teachers opt out.
And the closer they get to 50%, the closer we get to being able to throw them out. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. And some of them are down to as low as 51, 52%, some counties. Overall, they're still at 58%. But we chipped away. They used to be at 85%.
Wow. John, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you so much, my friend. Don't be scarce. We'll have you on again real soon, okay?
I would love that. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, man. John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, and, of course, this Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call Pro Price.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Shop online at FinlayMazda.com.
And at 12:31, as we check out your current conditions right now, looks like that construction zone on Interstate 515 northbound at Russell Road is causing a lot of backups in that area. Also, Interstate 15 north at Sunset. Tap the brakes there. Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingos. You work your way through that construction zone. They're everywhere. Moderate flows on the Beltway 215 west at Valley Verde. You're moving along, but a lot of fellow commuters in your area as well. And watch for accidents. Paradise at Desert Inn, Sahara at 15th, Alta at Decatur, and Charleston at Essex East.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Dodgers beat the Pirates 6-4 at Dodger Stadium Wednesday. J.D. Martinez and David Peralta homered back-to-back in the fifth. That helped the Dodgers overcome a 4-run deficit for the win. Pittsburgh's Jack Sawinski put the Pirates up 4-0 with a 3-run homer in the fourth. Bobby Miller went 5 2/3 for the Dodgers. 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Daniel Hudson earned the save. The Padres beat the Angels 5-3. Manny Machado hit a 3-run homer for the Padres. Meanwhile, Shohei Ohtani was hitless in the 3-game sweep. He was the DH Wednesday after leaving Tuesday's game as a pitcher with a blister on his right middle finger. He went 0-10 with 2 walks and a pair of strikeouts in the series. All-star closer Josh Hader pitched the ninth for save number 20. The A's have wins in 4 of 5 after pounding the Tigers 12-3 in Detroit Wednesday. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
School on! Stay on!
sounds like it's back to school time. And Staples has great prices on everything you need for school. Save on markers and crayons. Save on notebooks and folders. And right now at Staples, save big on tech with up to $250 off select computers. Staples, where savings for school are always in session. N729, in-store only. See associate for details.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I've been intrigued by this White House cocaine thing. You know, first we were worried that it was some sort of poisonous substance that was in the West Wing of the White House, and now we're finding out. Oh no, it was cocaine. Was it Hunter Biden's cocaine? A lot of people believe that it's Hunter Biden's cocaine. Believe it or not. And they're absolutely certain that this stuff was in a baggie or whatever it was in, a plastic bag. Couple of questions. One, how did it get there? I mean, how did it get in the door? How did cocaine get inside the front door with all those armed guards? How did it get there? And magnetometers and all kinds of things that you have to pass through in order to get to the West Wing. How did somebody not spot that? Secondly, I'm guessing that there are security cameras all over the West Wing. I'm just guessing. This should be the most secure place in America, is the West Wing of the White House. So I guess my question is, why not just go through the tapes and see who brought the bag in? Who is it that dropped it on that ledge? This sounds like a pretty cut and dry deal. And what was great was Karine Jean-Pierre, the president's press secretary, yesterday at her briefing. I don't know if you caught this, but she was tap dancing around the cocaine question. This is cut number one. Go.
Two quick follow-ups. You said the president has been briefed on the cocaine that was found at the White House. Is the White House conducting its own internal investigation?
This is something that's under the purview of the Secret Service. They're the ones who handle this investigation, so it lives in their purview, in their world.
And then just a quick follow-up on this type of tour. Can you explain to the American people who would have access to the West Wing on this type of tour and what kind of protocols are in place?
So, look, when it comes to security protocol, that's something that the Secret Service certainly is going to handle, and so that is a question for them. When it comes to When it comes to visitors to the West Wing, they come for many reasons. Obviously, we do have West Wing tours that occur here on campus. They happen in this particular past couple of days. They happened on Friday, they happened on Saturday and Sunday. The times that they do not happen is when there's a federal holiday, like yesterday, there was not a West Wing tour, and also when there's a large White House event. So I don't have anything more to share on the particulars. Again, when it comes to security, when it comes to anything of those types of protocols, that is something that Secret Service handles.
There you have it. Now, the question that I asked was, whose cocaine was it? Somebody that, and this is cut three, by the way. Let's see if we can squeeze in cut three. Corey Lewandowski, good guy. He's been on our show countless times. He and David Bossie helped to run the Trump original campaign in 2015. And Corey Lewandowski is dead set. He was on Newsmax last night saying that the White House cocaine definitely belongs to Hunter Biden. Listen to this.
What we know and what we are aware of is that the only individual who has a relative that has admitted to cocaine use, crack, soliciting prostitutes, having illegal firearms possessions, was at the White House just hours before this cocaine was discovered. Now, I'm not a detective, Chris, but your audience is very smart. And you know what Hunter's favorite sentence is, say hello to my little friend. It wasn't a machine gun. It was just cocaine. And so I think what we know is that Hunter left this there. He's clearly a drug addict. He's now a convicted felon. He's not someone who we want around our children, and his own children don't want to be around him either.
That's amazing stuff. Corey Lewandowski, really good guy. We've become friends over the years, and we've had him on. Gosh, 15 times? Yeah, probably 15 times total. But really good guy, really good guy. Don't forget the president, former president's going to be in town on Saturday. The event, 4:30 at the Fervent Calvary Chapel here in Las Vegas. And that's going to be really cool. That's going to be way cool. I knew, in fact, I'm trying to think of who I asked, whether it was David Bossie or somebody else recently. I said, are we going to see the former president sooner rather than later? And they said sooner. And he was right. And so he'll be in town over the weekend. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to talk about the Home Run Derby. Those of you that like to see the long ball, this is going to be something else. Make a point to be with us in the next couple of minutes, because the field is now set for the Home Run Derby. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at mrsfixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Of course, next week, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and a part of it that man, all my friends love this. I'm not a big fan of the Home Run Derby, but it's interesting TV. But I guess the field is now set. A gentleman, Jim Dallas, big baseball fan, big Cincinnati Reds fan. We got a lot of young blood is going to be in this Home Run Derby.
Yeah, you take a look at the names. There are 8 participants, Kevin. It's the 2023 T-Mobile Home Run Derby. It's being played at T-Mobile Park, not to be confused with T-Mobile Arena. T-Mobile Park is in Seattle. And the 8 sluggers, which are going to be participating, it's going to be similar to like the NCAA tournament. You'll have the top seed playing the lowest seed. So, number one, Luis Robert Jr. is going to be taking on Adley Rutschman. That's 1 versus 8. It will be Monday night at 5 o'clock Pacific time on ESPN. That's when the first round takes place. Pete Alonso, number 2, against number 7, Julio Rodriguez. Mookie Betts, a familiar name, against Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 3 versus 6, and Adolis Garcia against Randy Arozarena. That's 4 versus 5. Should be a lot of fun, But like you say, it's young people, it's new blood, and these guys have been hitting a lot of home runs. And they based the seeding on how many home runs they had as of July 4th, as of 2 days ago. So that's how they figured that out.
Well, what I found interesting, and you brought it to us yesterday, but I think it bears repeating, that there is one player that said no to the home run derby.
And he plays for my Cincinnati Reds, Ellie De La Cruz, who this guy is unbelievable. And he is the first major league player, Kevin, in history since, 1869, when the major leagues began in Cincinnati, that in his first 25 career games in the major leagues, he's the only player that has 10 extra base hits, 10 stolen bases, and 20 runs scored in his first 25 games in the bigs. It's just those numbers are just off the charts. They don't make any sense. They're that good. It's like men against boys.
Should we just issue the invitation to the Hall of Fame now, or should we wait?
Maybe a little premature on that, but he was, and he's only been up for 25 games, and he was invited to participate in the Home Run Derby, and he turned it down because he's grounded, he knows he's a rookie, and the Cincinnati Reds, believe it or not, are in first place in the National League Central Division by 2 games over Milwaukee. And I know you as a Cardinals fan, Kevin, even me as a Reds fan, didn't predict that a couple of months ago.
Nope. It's a big, big surprise. But that's what's great. That's what's great about Major League Baseball. You never know. But that next call-up could be the next Hall of Famer.
You just never know, and this guy is really starting off great. But what I like about modern-day baseball and people who maybe haven't looked in on the sport this year, it's really, and I think you said it the other day, if you're going to feature the best players, the All-Star Game of Baseball best represents the spirit of the game better than any other exhibition. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, big question is, are they going to have a pitch clock on Tuesday?
But,
I don't know. I don't think so.
But these guys, do you remember the Josh Hamilton when he won a few years ago?
Yeah.
Maybe a dozen years ago or so, where he hit like 18 home runs. And these guys, I mean, they're sitting up there and they're swinging, and they are just worn out after they do this. But, hey, it's fun to watch these guys hit the ball 450 feet time after time after time. It's not that easy to do. And these guys make it look easy.
Wow. I've got some new numbers. It has nothing to do with baseball, but it does have to do with a presidential poll that is just out yesterday. In it, it's an echelon poll. I don't know who echelon is, but I am assuming they are reasonably reputable. But they have Trump holding a 7-point lead over Joe Biden in swing states, battleground states. In fact, a full 48% of respondents in swing states said that they would probably or definitely vote for Trump. Okay, 48% versus 41% who said they would pick Biden. 48 versus 41. And by the way, Biden still narrowly wins in a head-to-head race of likely voters, 43-42. But here's the kicker. The kicker is Trump's lead in swing states is further solidified when Green Party candidate Cornel West is added. 48% of respondents saying that they would pick the former president, Donald J. Trump, compared with just 40% for Biden. So you add Cornel West to the mix, Biden ends up going down to 40%. And that is a losing, that is definitely a losing situation for Joe Biden. Cornel West is going to be the difference maker, at least so far, in this race. We'll talk about that and more coming up. There's lots more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you...